Special music this morning will be brought to us by the Presbyterian Church Praise Team. Brother Aaron, you and your tribe ready to go?
Good to be with you all this morning. Thank you for having us. Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving, and hopefully you're ready for another round of turkey. Whether you've had enough or not, we're going to hit it again. We're thankful for you all at Lexington Presbyterian. We're so glad for all of you. And every time the ministers get together, usually the comment is made just how good our community is, that all four of our area churches get along together and work so well together. And we might be small in some ways. We may not have the big city amenities. We may not have the innocence of a Mayberry. But for all the things that we lack, we sure make up for in a lot of love with the area churches. So we're sure grateful for you and glad to be here. We're going to do a brand new song this morning. We have not done this at our home church, so we're going to test it out on you. If it goes bad, it's a good run through. That's right. This will be the acoustic of that. So hopefully you enjoy it. I know the words will be unfamiliar to you, but essentially it's the story of the gospel. So it goes from the birth all the way through the resurrection, and that's a good reason to be thankful this morning. So.
Shall not faint by his blood and in his name. was awesome. Our reading today is Psalms 100 and Psalms 145. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In 145, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His grace, his greatness, no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living creature. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Wayne. Good morning. Good morning. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Aaron, isn't it great to not have to preach this morning? You know, people usually think that the preachers are the ones that's in charge and have all the power, but I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but Bob's the one with all the power. All he did was go like this, and the whole room stood up. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
All right, I got a message here. It's originally by Dr. Melvin Worthington. It's called Thanksgiving Truths, and I looked at this and I thought, wow, this is good. I'll just use this. We've had the scripture, but Thanksgiving is the day when we pause to reflect, remember, and respect the abundant blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Millions will use this special day, which has been appointed as Thanksgiving Day, as a day of indulgence, intemperance, and ingratitude, not respecting their creator, conscience, or country. Thanksgiving is the act of rendering praise and thanksgiving. This praise and thanksgiving may take the form of private prayer or public proclamation as one articulates his appreciation for the blessings he enjoys. Thanksgiving is more than a day. It should be the disposition which all Christians should display every day. The attitude which should daily characterize those who are disciplined and devoted disciples of Christ. So the first truth, Thanksgiving truth, is Christians thank God for His goodness. God's goodness leads men to repentance. Thankfulness for God's goodness is always in order. The Psalms abound with references to God's goodness. We just read two Psalms, and over again we hear about God's blessing, God's goodness. The second Thanksgiving truth is Christians thank God for His greatness. David declared God's greatness when he said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in His holy mountain." Psalm 48:1. In Psalm 145, verse 3, God's greatness is described by the words, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable." Psalm 147, verse 5 declares, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite." The greatness of God's person, power, and provisions should bring praise and thanksgiving from the heart of the Christian. Are you? The third Thanksgiving truth is Christians thank God for His grace. Grace is defined as unmerited or undeserved favor. Grace cannot be earned, but it can be experienced and enjoyed. Christians live by God's grace. Christians learn by God's grace. We labor by God's grace. We look for His coming by His grace. And manifest loyalty by God's grace. Believers are saved, schooled, sanctified, secured, and satisfied by God's grace. The truth of God's grace should cause praise and thanksgiving. The fourth Thanksgiving truth is Christians thank God for His gospel. 2 Corinthians 8:18 is the reference here. The gospel is God's good news regarding the salvation provided for sinful people. In 2 Corinthians 8:18, Paul gives an example of a brother whose praise is in the gospel. Paul elsewhere acknowledges preaching the gospel that is the power of God to salvation for all who believe. Romans 1:16. He is assured of the power of the gospel to change the lives of all who believe. The gospel, which brings the news of salvation for fallen mankind, should provoke thankfulness and praise for every Christian. The fifth Thanksgiving truth is Christians thank God for His guidance. We have no reason to fret or worry, for the Lord guides the nations. The writer of Proverbs declares, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your..." Sorry. "He will direct your way, your path." That's Proverbs 3:5-6. David declared, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." Psalm 37:23. The Christian can be assured of and should be thankful for the Lord's personal, practical, positive, and providential guidance. He always is there. We call on Him and He answers. The sixth Thanksgiving truth is Christians thank God for His government. Jesus once said to Martha, "You are worried and troubled about many things. How often are we the same? We should trust rather than toil. Isaiah prophesied about Jesus that the government would rest on his shoulders in Isaiah 9:6. The providence and sovereignty of God in the affairs of men are comforting truths. We can be assured that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, according to Romans 8:28. The entire book of Daniel suggests that God's hand superintends the affairs of men. The grand pillars of God's providence, which support the universe, should provoke thanksgiving and praise. The seventh thanksgiving truth: Christians thank God for his gifts. Here Paul gives thanks to God for a gift so incredible that only he could be the true author of it. The Lord has given us salvation. He gave his son to pay our sin debt. He has given us his spirit. He has given us the gifts of the spirit. The gifts that God has bestowed on his children are cause for thanksgiving and praise. The eighth thanksgiving truth: Christians thank God for his gospel preachers. Throughout the course of time, God has called individuals to declare his message. God has always had a person to do his bidding. Noah, Abraham, Moses, Daniel, Joseph, Peter, Paul, and many others. Perhaps even you. God wants to bless us, usually more than we want to be blessed. Our hearts should be filled with thanksgiving and praises for those who have faithfully answered God's call to articulate God's word. Thanksgiving truths commence with God, continue with God, and consummate in God. The psalmist expressed it succinctly when he declared, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations." And all of God's people said,
amen.
Brother Bob.